This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Tens of thousands of Coloradans will have to switch health insurers as the startup Friday Health Plans collapses. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
State regulators knew Friday Health was in trouble before they took over the Colorado arm of the company last month, but the finances were even worse than expected, Division of Insurance spokesman Vincent Flamel.
Things were not good. They hadn't paid taxes to the feds. They hadn't paid their fees to Connect for Health Colorado.
Analysts said the company grew too fast, using hundreds of millions of investor dollars to push into seven states before its finances imploded. The state will now open a special enrollment period, so Friday Health's roughly 30,000 Colorado customers can switch insurers before their plans expire on August 31st. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo is part of a new task force focused on preventing child labor. She says there's been an almost 70% rise in child labor in the last 5 years.
It should go without saying that children belong in school and on the playground, not on the work floor of a slaughterhouse.
The task force is currently made up of Democrats, but they're hoping to find bipartisan policy solutions to combat child labor. Earlier this year, a cleaning company used by JBS in Caraveo's district was fined $1.5 million for utilizing child labor nationally. More than $2 million will be invested in reforestation and wildfire reduction measures in Colorado, South Dakota, and Wyoming. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.